Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. It's your boy, Miguel Garcia. I'm never going to use that term, it's your boy, again. It doesn't suit me. Well, this was a fun time to figure that out. But anyways, this is going to be an interesting episode, I feel. Because I think in my second episode, I had given my email out saying, hey, I'm very unqualified to give advice, or if you want me to speak about a certain topic, like, hey, shoot me an email. And someone actually did. And they did it back in, like, when I first started. And I literally saw it last week. And I feel horrible about that. So, Catherine, you know who you are. If you're still even listening to this, I'm sorry. but she did ask an interesting question. Well, two interesting questions. We'll start with the first one, though, because in her email, like, I don't know this girl. At least I don't think I know this girl. I don't think I know anyone named Catherine. She didn't necessarily go into, like, much detail of, like, what's the situation or what it, like, I don't know if this is just a topic she wants to, like, listen to or if this is something she's actually going through. But she had asked if I could ever forgive myself for cheating on your partner, like, your significant other. And to me, like, I think this is going to sound really weird, but it depends on the situation. Like, if I had gone out to, like, a bar and got really drunk, which is the only reason I go to bars because I don't go to dance. I start dancing later on after I'm already drunk. Anyways, sorry. And then I ended up, like, cheating. Then I don't think I would ever forgive myself. Because, like, I don't think I would ever trust myself with drinking or drinking alone, like, at that point, or, like, going out with those people who let me or didn't stop me or didn't say something. But then also, like, it would also require, like, two people trying to find me attractive at the same time. And let me tell you, I can barely even find one. So, well, can't even find one, not barely. I don't think I could ever forgive myself for that. But if the, like, relationship was basically coming to an end, this is going to sound real shitty, but, like, if the relationship was already coming to an end and we weren't happy in the relationship and both of us were just making each other miserable, like, at that point, I guess, I'd be like, you know what? What I did was wrong, but at the same time, like, we weren't happy. And so that's probably how I would, like, you know, I guess that justifies it. Not really. But if you had to justify cheating, I think that would be the way to do it. I mean, I also think you shouldn't cheat at all and you should just have some respect and just be like, hey, this isn't working out for me. Bye. Or, hey, let's fix this. Let's fix this. And then try to fix it. And if it's still not working, go from there. But then again, what do I know? I have been basically single my whole life. So any ladies who are out there with low standards, if you lower them a little bit more, hit me up. And then she also posed the question, would I ever forgive a cheater? And again, I think that would just depend. Like, if we were just dating and we had, like, been together a couple of years, I don't think so. Like, but if we were married, probably. Because, like, divorce is a bitch. And, like, I'm pretty lazy. So I'm probably would have no self-respect. So I don't know. Like, honestly, I tell myself, like, I don't think I could ever forgive a cheater. Like, you know, like, I'm like, oh no, if they ever cheat on me, then they're you know, and this and that. But then I'm also me, so this person is probably like, you know, like, hey, they're not wrong. Anyways, so I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I, at the end of the day, like, if we were dating, like, if we had been dating for a few months and, like, she had cheated, I'd be like, you know what? This isn't going to work out. Like, I would just drop all contact. I would literally walk away and move on with my life. But I don't think I could, like, if we were married and then, like, they had cheated and then, I don't know. It would depend if we had kids or not. I think that would definitely be a big factor. But then at the end of the day, probably not, because I'd be like, you know what, you can keep the kids, they're kind of brats anyways. Because let me tell you, boy, would my kids be brats. So Catherine, I don't know exactly what you're going through. I don't know if you've been cheated on, or if you've cheated, or if you've, like, are going through something. Then, you know, hopefully at the end of the day, you kind of, like, if you're the one that's cheated, or, like, have cheated, and it's not too late to hear this message. I think you have to find it in yourself to, like, just learn from your mistakes, because, you know, like, okay, I did this. I really fucked up this relationship. I really, you know, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't, you know, if you're very regretful of it, use that, you know, don't just be like, oh, I can't ever love somebody again because I cheated once. Like, yeah, and that's not a, like, if that's ever brought up again, that's not necessarily a fun topic to be like, but I think at the end of the day, you should be truthful and be like, you know what, here were the circumstances, you know, either I was drunk or, you know, this and that. And I feel like as you're honest with somebody else, then that's all that really matters. And, you know, just make sure you don't do it again if it's already been done. So here's the best to you, Catherine. I hope everything played out the way you wanted it to, or the best it possibly could have. But yeah, so again, I'm sorry for replying to that late. That's literally all I got for this topic. I've never really been in a real relationship. No, that's a lie. Like, as an adult, I was in, like, a relationship for, like, say 9 months, somewhere around there. And I don't know if this is considered cheated. Like, apparently I was the other guy and I didn't know about it. So I don't know if that counts as me being cheated on. If I'm the other guy and didn't know about it, I don't know. I don't know what category that falls under, like, because at the end of the day, I was the other guy and I just didn't know about it. But once I found out, well, I had my suspicions. And then once I stopped ignoring all the red flags, I was just like, LOL, hey, I'm the other guy. I shut it down. So yeah, so that was a thing that has happened in my life. So I don't know. You guys tell me what you think. Hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter. You can follow me at Barely Mexican. You can DM me there. Literally just at Barely Mexican. That's who I am. TM, trademarked, patent pending, soon eventually. Just kidding. Well, I would have to figure out how all that stuff works. And then hopefully. But anyways, so at the end of the day, like, now, if you've been cheated on, I don't necessarily think, like, I don't know. I don't want to say that, I'm just going to sound like such a jerk, but, like, people who stay with their partner, I feel like at the end of the day, like, people who get cheated on should have some, like, self-respect and be like, you know what, no, this wasn't right and all this other stuff, like, you know, and move on with their lives. And, but at the same time, like, I don't know, that's such a, because, like, not everybody's the same. So there's literally people who've done it once and then never again. And then there's people who just constantly just keep finding themselves in that situation and then just blame it on the circumstances around them. But that's different, though. Like, if it's a thing that keeps on happening, like, learn when to stop. Like, you know, learn when to stop making your heart hurt, you know? Like, stop making your, like, stop breaking your own heart at that point. Like, be like, you know what? No, like, this is the last straw. But I guess you would just have to play it by ear and consider everything. Like, if you have kids, I don't know if you have kids or if, you know, but even with kids, I don't necessarily think it's worth it. Like, I think kids are probably better in separate homes. Like, and that probably sounds bad, but like, and probably an unpopular, more than likely, not probably, definitely an unpopular opinion. But I think they're probably better in two happy homes instead of one unhappy home. And everyone's like, no, stay together for the kids and they need stable. And I mean, as long as you're able to put the bullshit aside and just like try to make the kids' lives the best that you possibly can while with each other, then I don't necessarily think you should have a problem with that. And who knows, like, people change. I don't know. I, again, am very unqualified to be getting any advice about anything. Unless it's making bad decisions, because I am the king of bad decisions. Wait, I think that still makes me unqualified. This is why I didn't go to college, because I don't know what the word unqualified means. But that's, yeah, this is a very interesting topic. So I thought it was a very interesting question. Because if you think about it from like both perspectives, like, it's something I feel like you kind of have to do is like, if you do cheat, like, yeah, forgive yourself, but at the same time, don't forget, you know, like, don't forget that this is a mistake you can make, because everyone would be like, oh no, I'd never cheat. Like, I remember, like, I used to be friends. Well, I'm still friends with this couple and don't see them as often. But I have some friends and I never thought he would. And he did end up cheating and it rocked me. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, what? I was just like, for one, like, who else finds you attractive? But for two, like, I don't know, like, also just realize that, like, it's definitely a possibility. Keep your guard up at all times. Like, there's literally people who will just do it to just ruin your relationship just because they're unhappy with their lives. There's people who will just do it to just create the drama and be like, LOL, and then just like move on with their lives and then leave you to clean up the mess afterwards. And that's not necessarily okay either. Like, shame on those people. But yeah, I don't know. When it comes to cheating, it definitely, like, and if you have been cheated on, like, I think, or like, if you've cheated on, I think it's fair to assume, like, you don't, like, that person doesn't necessarily have to forgive you. Or they can forgive you, but then that doesn't necessarily mean they have to trust you, if that makes sense. Like, you'd be like, you know what, I forgive you, but I'm not forgetting this stuff. Like, you royally messed up. You completely disregard everything. And, like, I don't know. Like, that's just so crazy that, like, I don't understand why people can't just work things out. You know, like, if it is a drunken mistake, then it was a drunken mistake. But then at the same time, like, that excuse nowadays only gets you so far, you know, because literally everyone was like, blame it on the alcohol. So you can blame Jamie Foxx for that one, because everyone's like, oh, that's what they all say and everything like that. So, like, I don't know. And if you've cheated, I'm not necessarily, oh my God, you're a horrible person and you should be shunned from society and all this other stuff. Because people cheat all the time, like on their taxes. And watch, now the IRS is going to probably be listening. And like the FBI guy is listening to me record this and he's just like, run, audit his taxes. That would be my luck too. Or on test. Or sometimes when I play Wordscapes, I cheat. And I look up the answers on the internet because they literally have all the answers on the internet. And that's only if I get stuck for more than 5 minutes, though, on one section. happens a lot more often than you would think. So I don't know. It just depends. Like me, myself personally, I feel like for one, if all the stars aligned and I somehow found myself in that situation, I don't think I could personally forgive myself either way and would probably carry that load around with me till the day I die. Like a lot of the other things I suppress and hold way down until the day I'll die. And apparently I have high blood pressure, so I think it's working. Anyways, high blood pressure and no healthcare. And all my grandma's advice was take some aspirin. So that should turn out fine, I think. Maybe I should call a doctor or the hospital. I won't call the ambulance because last time I had a panic attack and they called the ambulance, that was a $600 bill. So, but it is Friday the 13th. So by the time I put this out, it probably won't be though. It'll probably be Saturday the 14th. So if any of my four listeners didn't get murdered today, happy Friday the 13th. Happy holidays. Work is, oh my God, working retail in the holidays is the worst. Because literally, it's the worst. Everyone's so angry during the holidays, which I don't understand. Like, I used to love the holidays until I started working in retail. Because literally everyone is so angry, and I don't understand why. Granted, I've been angry for a while about my work situation, and then the holidays hit, and then there's just a different kind of anger. And I think I had mentioned on Black Friday where about Black Friday, like not this Black Friday, but last year on Black Friday, where I literally cussed out all my coworkers and like kind of had a mental breakdown in front of God and everybody, which is fine. That happens like twice a week. Just kidding. It really doesn't. If in case I need a job, I'm a mentally stable person. If any employers are listening, which they're probably not. But anyways, it's just, like, I don't know, everyone's so angry. Like, all the customers, like, I'm trying to be, like, when it comes to customer service, I think I give some grade A customer service. I have definitely, in my day, not given such grade A customer service, but that's in the past, and they definitely deserved it. Because the customer is not always right, you guys. I don't care. I don't know what dumb company came up with that. Like, I don't know. Was just like, the customer is always right. Because they are not. If I say we don't have anything, if we're out, if we don't have it in the warehouse, or no, like, if we're not going to get it to you till December 27th, then I can't process that any quicker or anything like that. And I don't know what you want from me. Because I don't make the rules or what goes on. So the holiday, I mean, Thanksgiving was fine. Ryan had come down. She was in the last episode. She had come down, right before Thanksgiving. We had a little Friendsgiving. That was fun. Yeah. So shout out to Ryan again. If she hasn't unfriended me by now, which honestly I would not be surprised because what else is new? But anyways, also don't cheat during the holidays. Like that's just dumb. Like be like Merry Christmas, cheated on you. Like gave you the clap, Merry Christmas. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is about the holidays that makes everybody so angry. And I'm pretty sure it's because traffic has been crazy. And I thought since Phoenix, I wouldn't complain about traffic. But literally, I was late coming back from lunch today because I was stuck at a traffic light for about, I would say 10 to 15 minutes just to get to work because traffic was backed up so bad. So I don't know if there was like a car accident or something like that. I didn't hear any sirens, so I doubt there was a car accident. But literally, like, I was literally, and this was my usual route. Like, this is the route I take every day to get to and from work. And it was, like, backed up like crazy. So be safe out there during the holidays, because there's a lot of crazy people too. And I know you're trying to get the best deals for your family and show everybody love, but at the same time, do these people really deserve gifts? Because I sure as hell know I do not deserve any gifts at all whatsoever. Do I expect them? Yes. Do I deserve them? No. But yeah, so the holiday, I don't know how I transitioned from cheating to the holidays, probably because I realized we're already in December and my brain is still in February somewhere. Like, literally how time flies when your life is falling apart. Like, this year has been so crazy. Oh my god, I sounded so amazing. And so crazy. Oh my god. But I'm going to stop talking now because it's Friday the 13th, and I'm just glad I didn't get murdered. So thank you everyone for listening. Don't cheat on your spouse. Eat your vegetables. And good luck. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving, even though it's like already a month too late. And I'll see you when I see you.